Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Why do you sit different once the camera's rolling?
Sorry.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and Emily tries her gosh darnest to fact check and research things she finds relevant. Here in between us is Snoop getting his ear scratched, so he looks like he's nuzzling in Emily's private areas. And then next to him is, oh, now he's getting Noop nibbles. Noop. He's relaxed. Snoop is one of my dogs that I got from a shelter when he was about two-ish, three-ish, and he still to this day doesn't quite understand cuddles. He gets really excited about them and then starts nibbling on us. So he's our guest on the couch today, but let's see how long he lasts. And then Emily's hair now looks like Snoop. Her leg. Emily's hair now looks like Snoop. It's the morning.
Yep.
Emily's making record in the morning. Emily, introduce yourself. Oh my God, he's pushing me. Oh my God, Snoop, relax.
You gotta say, hi, I'm Rachel Ballinger.
I'm Rachel Ballinger.
And I'm Emily Brostaff.
And that's the end of it. I've done. Yeah. You made me wake up early.
I did.
Go. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. I'm actually doing really well this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, how about you?
Great. I know that neither of us slept last night, though.
No, 3 hours.
Still thriving.
How many did you get?
I don't know. I refuse to look at the clock.
Really?
Yeah.
I like to know how much I'm suffering.
I've noticed that when you do that, it's harder to fall asleep. So it took me forever to fall asleep. And then once I fell asleep, I just kept waking up. I've been having weird dreams the past few nights and I don't like it.
Any that are worthy of sharing?
No, because I don't want to put them out into the universe.
Okay. I feel that.
A lot of just like negativity. And I don't want it.
Okay.
I don't want it.
No, no one wants that.
No. I was going to just start sharing and I realized, no, I said no. I'm not going to do it.
No means no.
No means no, Ballinger. All right, Snoop.
Look at him. He's being so precious.
I think he calmed down.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy. All right, Em.
All right, we got a lot happened this week.
Okay.
We got lots of news.
A lot happened this week. We are going to be recording on Friday, so if there's any updates, we will do them over the weekend before we post Monday. But Em, go for it.
All right, we're going to start with quick news. So Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively just quote unquote announced that they are pregnant with their fourth child. So Blake showed up to the Forbes Power Women's Summit red carpet event and she was sporting a beautiful baby bump. And the sex of the child has not yet been confirmed. And that's that for that.
Yay.
Speaking of babies.
Oh, what a good segue. I have no idea what's next.
Trisha Paytas gave birth to their child.
I did not know that they did.
Yep, on the 14th.
Okay.
They named their baby girl Malibu Barbie Paytas Hackman. I mean, Malibu as a first name, that's not bad. I mean, like, people name their kids like Brooklyn and like other city names. So like,
yeah, Omaha.
Yeah. What? No.
I just made that up.
No. Unless your name is Omaha and then it's valid.
San Francisco.
I mean, you've heard of Dallas.
I've heard of Dallas. I've heard of Brooklyn.
Los Angeles.
You know, just get it done. San Diego.
Yeah.
Apartment San Diego.
I can't. Tallahassee, you get over here right now.
Hey, Austin is a name.
Austin is a name.
Texas.
Yeah. So like, you know, it's not uncommon. I've never heard the name Malibu before, but did we expect anything less?
If it was just Malibu, I wouldn't think anything of it. Yeah, this is true. It's all together. If it was just Malibu, I'd be like, okay, kind of unique. Love it. But the fact that the Barbie's in there, I'm like, what? I don't know why my brain can't compute. This is me having a small-minded brain. Continue.
Okay. And then JoJo Siwa and Avery Cyrus officially confirmed their relationship on TikTok.
Oh, no. I didn't know that at all.
Huh?
This is news to me. Wow.
Wow.
Gee willikers.
So bad. All right. Now for the bigger stuff.
Finally. I've been waiting.
On Thursday.
Hit me with it.
Okay. Anyway.
Action. This is what you do to me when I film, and I'm just showing you how annoying it is.
Take one. Wait.
And begin.
The camera's not right. Okay.
I haven't turned the camera on.
On Thursday, Cardi B pled guilty to 2 misdemeanor charges.
What? I literally have not been on the internet apparently this week.
Okay, I just saw a glitch. It was like, you know when you go on BuzzFeed trending, it like numbers them on how trending something is. It was like 27th. I had to scroll.
How did she get away with that?
Okay, so I know. It's because so much other stuff is happening.
I need to know what it was. What is she charged for?
So she pled guilty to 3rd-degree assault and a charge of arrest. Reckless endangerment in the 2nd degree after getting into an altercation at a club in New York City back in 2018.
Oh, so this was a while ago. That's why no one cares.
Yeah. So she was involved in a fight at an Angels strip club in Queens. And the it makes sense. 2 sisters who worked at the club said that Cardi B and her team attacked them because Cardi B and her team thought that these sisters or one of the sisters was sleeping with Offset, which is her husband now.
All right. Don't attack her. Don't attack anyone. Stop being with Offset. That's the solution here.
There we go.
All righty then. I do not condone any of Cardi B's actions in this.
No.
At all.
No. Apparently they threw bottles and chairs at the sisters.
What the?
Yeah. So after accepting the plea deal, she gave a quote saying, "Part of growing up and maturing is being accountable for your actions." And then she tweeted a selfie showing her court look, adding the caption, "Purr." So
taking a selfie showing her court look. You wrote that knowing that that was funny.
Yep.
Okay.
She will not serve jail time under the plea and has instead been sentenced to, are you ready for this?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
It's hefty. 15 days of community service.
How is she going to survive?
I don't know.
That
but
is such a detriment to her lifestyle.
She's in my thoughts and prayers. So
God, 2 weeks and a day?
And a day.
Some rough sentencing. Does she have to pay the sisters any money? I feel like they could just sue her instead.
I think. I mean, I didn't see anything in the article about her paying money, but I think they could sue her for damages or like lost wages or...
Yeah.
Trauma. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't see anything about it.
Okay.
All right.
Did not fact check and research that.
Well, I didn't know that was something that needed to be fact checked and
you
researched.
You need to know in my brain what I'm going to ask before you even tell me the story.
The comments are always, like, they're starting to because, wow, my gum almost fell out of my mouth.
Stop having gum in your mouth all the time.
What? Anyway, because we've gotten a little more interactive on this show, like a little more back and forth and like a little more questioning on the show, the comments recently have been like, how dare Emily not fact check and research? How am I supposed to know that you're going to ask this question? How am I supposed to know?
She could be like, so the astronauts landed in the moon. I could be like, how much does the moon weigh? And you're like,
and
how
I'm like,
am I supposed
oh,
to know
I
this?
Don't know. And the comments will be like, how dare you not fact check? Okay, Susan, let's take a breather. Good Lord.
Whatever she is giving the story of, those words that she says are fact checked and researched.
Yeah.
Anything that comes from my end is just off the wall, my weird brain doing what it wants.
If we're just having a discussion, we're having a discussion.
Yes, discussions, you don't know facts. That's usually you look them up after.
Everyone was so mad at me last week.
Because you didn't know every single aspect
of the
royal
family. So let me just go ahead and correct. Camilla will not be the queen. She will be the queen consort.
How did you not know that already?
How dare you?
God. And I'm over here being like, I don't know what a senate is. And everyone's like, oh, Rachel.
Oh, Rachel. You're like, I don't know who the president is. Oh, Ballinger, you silly goose. I'm like, I don't know the exact distance between here and Pluto and the temperature of Saturn. Emily, you idiot.
I get applauded because I'm like, I know the difference between a country and continent. Oh, around the
world. Rachel, good job, baby.
See, this is I set my knowledge bar real low.
Yeah, God.
Real low. So if I have any sort of knowledge, everyone's like, oh my God, congratulations.
Look at her go.
I play the system well.
I need to start doing that.
No, I need you to actually have things so I don't get canceled.
All right, fine. Okay, moving on to Britney Spears. She done messed up this week.
Again? Whitney.
Yeah.
Oops, she gone to it and did it again. How many times are I going to use that
right,
joke?
Right. She posted a meme on Instagram that said, so this meme was a picture of words. And the picture said, I found there's only one way to look thin. Hang out with fat people.
I saw that and went, no.
Thought it was a joke. Like, no. I literally thought it was like a fake account.
Yeah, I saw that and went, that's no, no, no.
No, 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 no. Yeah. So she posted it with the caption, I wish I could have chosen the nannies for my children, my dancers. I mean, if I had Christina Aguilera's dancers, I would have looked extremely small. I mean, why not talk about it? Don't you think my confidence would have been a bit better if I could choose where I lived, ate, who I called on the phone, dated, and who was on stage with me? It's hard sometimes now. I see so much of my womanhood was stripped away at the time, and every person sat back and didn't say anything. Anyways, I'll be here talking about things people never talked about. So
she just called Christina Aguilera's dancers fat?
Yes, she did.
And?
Yep.
And then, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
All right.
So obviously.
Well, a lot of wrong on that one. There's a lot of wrong on that. Not that there's anything wrong with being fat, but she's using it as an insult.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with your body is what your body is, and that's what you want, and that's it. And everything's beautiful. Not against fat people here. I am against using it as a negative thing.
A negative connotation being like, I wish I had these, you know, plus size women, which I looked at Christina Aguilera's dancers.
I was going to say, I've never noticed anything.
Nope. But she's saying basically if I'd had, you know, plus size women as my dancers, then I would have looked better. And that's what's wrong. Like,
That missed a lot of marks. There's no redeeming that one.
Nope.
I have nothing to say to help that. That was just wrong.
Yep. So obviously within seconds of posting, people were calling her out saying that her words were fatphobic, inappropriate, harmful, dangerous, disgusting. She lost a ton of followers and many, many people called her out on how harmful this whole sentiment was to, you know, people with eating disorders or like even just teens in general.
Yeah.
Like she has so many young adult followers that like they're in their prime of like, criticizing their bodies.
Yes.
And so for someone who, you know, Britney is fit. So for someone to sit there and like be like, oh, I wish I looked skinnier or whatever. And then to make fatphobic comments, it's like so not cool.
Nope.
Yeah. And then it was reported that allegedly, I could not confirm this. I tried to look into it. Couldn't confirm. Allegedly, Christina herself unfollowed Britney on Instagram.
That's a move. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah, she just insulted her dancers.
Right. So after all the backlash, Britney, who still hasn't taken down the post, decided to hop onto Instagram and defend herself. Why wouldn't she? So she said, by no means was I being critical of Christina's beautiful body. You were talking about the dancers.
The dancers.
But okay. It is what it is. I hate that phrase. I flew to see her show once, and the main thing I noticed was the difference of our people on stage. By no means did I even mention Christina. Look at my post! I was inspired by her show. She was a beautiful woman of power. Thank you, Xtina, you know, Instagram handle, for inspiring me.
To get less fit dancers?
I guess. She went on to say.
But that's not why people were mad.
She's missing the mark.
Continuing to miss. She got, okay.
Yep. She said, to be honest, I'm not trying to be critical of anybody. Okay.
No.
What I posted is a projection of the insecurities I deal with all the time as a result of how my parents and media have treated me. I would have never.
Okay, that's a valid. She could have just been like, I'm so sorry.
Take it down.
Said that.
Yep.
Take down the last post. Be like, I'm sorry. This is why I thought this. I'm still working on it.
Right.
Okay.
But no.
I should be a PR person.
You really should. I would have never intentionally body shamed anyone because I know what it's like. I struggle with this because how I feel about myself, not because I hate how anybody looks. So, really no accountability. Didn't take it down.
Nope.
Just doing her thing.
That's, nope. Wrong. Wrong. Okay. Next.
No, no, no.
No, no. Wait. Before we move on. Are we done with that one?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I'm going to check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
All right, a huge story that came out this week was that Ray J is claiming that allegedly Kris Jenner was the one that concocted the... Sorry, Snoop is pressing on my tummy. It was the one that concocted the whole release of Kim and Ray J's sex tapes to the public.
I thought we already knew that.
No, they've been blaming him and saying that he was the one that released them. They were making him the villain the whole time.
Wait, I thought we already knew that, though. I thought we all were like, Kris planned it. I thought we knew this as a group. No, we didn't.
As a society?
Group project. Oh, I was in my own world doing a solo thing.
Well,
okay.
Maybe I missed that. But like this
I just thought it was like we just kind of knew because it's Kris Jenner.
I don't know because like I think there's a difference between like releasing stuff like Kylie's pregnant and stuff like that and then releasing a literal sex tape of your daughter.
Well, yeah. Obviously, it was a really big thing.
Yeah.
But... I mean,
what mom would do that?
Kris Jenner.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So
Snoop hair.
Yeah, Snoop hair everywhere. So Kris Jenner recently appeared on the James Corden talk show and she took a lie detector test. And she was asked if she had anything to do with the infamous sex tapes. And she said no. And the polygraph expert claimed that she was telling the truth. Well, apparently Ray J was not very happy with this. So he decided to take to Instagram. And he posted a 20-minute long video maintaining that Kris was the mastermind behind the tapes and that Ray J even claimed that there were multiple different sex tapes that Kris sorted through and picked the best one because it gave Kim a better look than the others. He said on his Instagram, I was just going to handle this shit legally. Sorry. I was just going to handle this stuff legally, right? And just hit you in court and just get what I deserve from you all for being foul and trying to defame me, trying to make me look bad when you know what's up. I don't know what the F you think this is, but you have messed with the wrong person. And he basically used the video to talk about how he's done being the bad guy, how he's done with partners like not trusting him because of this, because they've painted him out to be this bad guy.
Yeah.
And that it's time that the truth come out. And of course, what good is a person's words without receipts?
Obviously, bring them receipts because I'm nosy. I have no right, but I want to know.
Yep. So Ray J shared old texts between him and Kanye where the two of them discussed the tapes and the contract between him and the Kardashians. So that was kind of like the nail in the coffin.
Ooh.
Is Kanye he texted him and he said, yo, it's yay. I spoke to Wack. I don't know who that is. And he said, you still have some tapes. I need to get those back and the contracts and give them to my wife. Can we hop on to facilitate this? So if there's a contract,
that means there
was some negotiation and planning. There was obvious planning.
Bye, Snoop. Snoop left.
Bye, Snoop.
His hair is still left here, though.
Yeah. So he alleges that Kim and Kris signed his name for him on the contract and that Kanye was trying to get the remaining sex tapes back. And then he pulled up messages between him and Kim from her verified account. So he showed this in the video. He like went to her verified account and then went to message and then pulled up the messages. So it's not faked. And he messaged her saying, you know what we did. Your mom controlled this whole sex tape deal with Joe Francis and Steve Hirsch. It was her idea to put the tape out with Vivid, which is a production company. All I did was agree. Now you make it seem like I'm doing it without your control. And then his like thumb is like blocking the rest of the message. And Kim responded by saying, it's not a big deal. She didn't deny the contract. She didn't deny that, like, he was basically saying your mom brokered this whole thing. Deny it. She was basically saying it's really not that big of a deal. Because he was also mad because one of the episodes that came out like with the new show, mm-hmm. I think it was the first one. Do you watch that show?
No.
Okay. In the very first episode, one of Kim's kids runs up to her with his iPad and on Roblox, which is like a gaming app. It's like games within a gaming app. there was a game that was labeled Kim Kardashian's sex tape. And but he couldn't read yet. All he saw was his mom's face on the front of the app. And he was like, look, mommy, you have an app. And then she read it. And so the like half of the episode is dedicated to like her being sad and them talking to lawyers and them like not exactly like bad mouthing Ray J, but like not making him look great. And so that really upset him. So she said, it's not a big deal. We didn't say anything bad about you in the episode. She basically was saying they need to be mature, they need to move on, and that in the next episode of The Kardashians that was going to air, he was painted in a positive light, but never denied the accusations that Chris did the whole thing. So it's pretty much like it's been confirmed.
I mean, I thought this was public knowledge.
I had no idea. I thought he was just like a sleaze this entire time.
I never thought that.
Really?
No.
Oh my God.
I literally never heard that he was the one that did it or whatever. I know that sex tapes were leaked. And then like I saw jokes on the internet being like Kris Jenner did it. And I was like, yeah, that kind of tracks.
Oh my God. I missed that. Where was I?
I don't know.
Where was I?
Welcome to this episode where Rachel knows more than Emily. First time ever. And this is the only time it'll ever happen.
Take it in. Soak it in.
Soak it.
All right. Do we need to check again?
No, we just... Wasn't that like 5 minutes ago?
I don't know. My conception of time when we're doing this podcast is...
Doesn't exist. Oh, I'm pretty good at it.
Okay. All right. All right. The cutest trend is going around TikTok right now.
Oh, we're switching stories. That was the end. Goodbye. Next.
Yes. The cutest trend is going around TikTok right now where parents are filming their black daughters reacting to the trailer of The Little Mermaid. So over the weekend, Disney released the first official trailer to their upcoming live-action remake of The Little Mermaid, in which case Holly Bailey, not to be confused with Halle Berry, plays Ariel. And she's a young black woman who was chosen for the role despite many, 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 many racists coming forward and saying, no, 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 Ariel's supposed to be white. Disney said, no, thank you, and cast her, which was incredible.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So Disney decided to proceed with the decision. And it's the
She looks like a mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw a picture, I was like, that's a mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, because I don't know what mermaids are and they're not even real. But I went, she looks like a mermaid. I could see a fin on her.
She plays the role. From what I've seen, she plays the role really well. Yeah. So parents on TikTok have started posting their children's genuine reactions to discovering that their favorite Disney princess looks like them.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's like super important that children from all backgrounds see people positively portrayed in the media.
Yes.
Who look like them.
Yes.
And this is so, I don't think people understand how rare this is.
Yeah.
Like Black Panther was kind of the first groundbreaking movie of our generation where they were solely focusing on the black community and portraying them as the heroes and the main characters and like and that was so important
and not just sidekicks.
Yes. And now Disney's, you know, stepped forward and they're doing this as well. And so it's just like literally I was like sobbing watching these videos.
I have a question. Is everyone else like her family also black? I don't know. I haven't watched it at all.
It was such a short.
I didn't know if it was. Okay.
Yeah. Trailer. I'm sure I could look up cast of Little Mermaid, but I wouldn't want to get yelled at. So
watch out now.
Watch out.
Emily, I can't believe you didn't look at who her dad was played by. How dare you not be in the casting room?
My God. Anyway, a few of the videos, one little girl sat up, like, because these parents are just putting on the trailer and, like, secretly recording their kids because they know, but the kids don't know. And so one little girl sat up super quickly after Bailey appeared on the screen, and she said, Mommy, I think she's brown. Ariel is cute as brown, and was, like, had, like, the biggest smile on her face. And then another video, it was two sisters, and, like, as soon as Bailey pops up on the screen, their, like, mouths dropped open. And they started yelling, where was it?
I don't know. I didn't write it this.
Oh. Sorry, I lost my place. They started, like, jumping up and down and screaming, like, she's black, yay. Like, it's just, like, all these kids are, like, so excited to finally see someone that's so important.
Yeah.
That looks like them.
Yeah, and a princess.
Yeah.
She's a princess. I saw a meme where it was, like, all of these people of different ethnicities and cultures in movies being played by white people and like everyone's silent, and then one fictional character that's a cartoon is played by a black girl, and everyone's, not everyone, all the racists are enraged. Yeah. I'm like, what? You guys don't care.
It's a mermaid.
It's a mermaid.
She's a fish.
Did you hear those scientists that came up and said that fish that live deeper in the sea are actually darker colors? So yeah. The mermaids are actually be black.
Yeah. They're like, suck it. Yeah.
All right. Before you move on, I'm going to check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
And we're back. All right, so there were a ton of awkward moments that happened at the Emmys this year.
Oh, what is this whole thing Harry Styles spit on somebody? I don't know what that was at. Okay, have you noticed the last 2 weeks, everyone's trying to like drag Harry Styles through the mud? Ever since they were like, are you queer baiting? Since then, everyone's been trying to like rag on Harry Styles.
It did look like he spat on him.
I didn't see anything, but I'm saying the last 2 weeks,
yeah,
I've never seen anything negative about Harry Styles.
No.
Years and years.
Because he's precious.
One little direction boy, yeah. Right? To now. 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden, I've just only seen negative things about him. And I'm like, what's going on here?
It's because he's about to star in a movie that has had a very controversial background.
Okay.
At some point, maybe next episode, because we have had a lot of people asking us to talk about it. It's just there are so many factors that go into it.
Okay.
It's going to take me ages.
Okay.
And it's like, it's very niche. So I don't know if that many people care about it.
People care about Harry Styles.
Long story short, Olivia Wilde, who is supposedly dating Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Created this movie and it's called Something Darling. And it was originally starring, I want to say, Florence Pugh and Shia LaBeouf. And allegedly, Shia LaBeouf was being very aggressive on set. And so Olivia said she fired him because he was being so aggressive. Shia LaBeouf came forward and said, you didn't fire me, I quit because you were being high maintenance, and came with receipts. And then there was some huge drama going on between Florence Pugh and Olivia Wilde. And then she replaced Shia LaBeouf with Harry Styles. And then at the awards show, it really did look like he spit on him. Both of them came forward and said no one spit on anyone. But like, I watched it so many times and I was like,
I want to see it.
He spat on him. Like,
I think he's smarter than to spit on someone in front of a camera.
I don't know. I mean, how many times have we seen at award shows where celebrities are making certain faces or doing certain things and they didn't know a camera was on them?
Okay, yeah.
You know, they both came forward and said that it wasn't a spit. But like, it sure did look like it. So it's just a lot of background, a lot of drama, but that's the gist of it.
Okay.
So I think that's why people are like, he's coming up a lot more, is because he's in this controversial movie that has this controversial background, and there's just all these unanswered questions, and I don't know.
All right. Okay. Anyway, the Emmys, awkward moments. Yeah. Continue.
All right. So Keenan introduced Oprah as the queen of all thrones in the same week that Elizabeth II.
Yep. Okay. There we go.
Yep. And then he also made a joke later in the night about Zendaya and Leonardo DiCaprio. You know the whole running joke that Leo won't date anyone over the age of 25?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he said, Zendaya just turned 26 last week. Happy birthday. 26 is a weird age in Hollywood. You're young enough to play a high school student, but you're too old to date Leo. And it was just very awkward for everyone. And then Jennifer Coolidge, you know,
I love her.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah.
I know that one.
I want a hot dog real bad.
I want a hot dog real bad.
Yeah, she said this when she won her first Emmy. She got up on stage and she was like looking a little uncomfortable, and she said, "I took a lavender bath and it made me swell up inside my dress. I'm having a hard time speaking." So then the producers didn't quite know what to do, so they just started trying to rush her off the stage by playing the Emmy music. You know, you're only allowed to talk until the music starts. She didn't want to get off stage yet because she hadn't had time to thank anyone.
Yeah,
so she didn't leave and just started dancing, and it was just very awkward.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
And then Jimmy Kimmel
I saw this.
Yeah. What are you doing? He knows better.
Yeah.
He knows better. He was doing a bit with, you know, the co-host of the announcing of the award. He was doing a bit about being drunk and losing. And so at one point he like collapsed funnily. That's not a word.
Yeah.
To be funny, he collapsed on the floor and pretended to be passed out, but then didn't get up and leave when Quinta Brunson won her Emmy. And this was like history in the making for her to win this. And he was just laying there on the floor next to her while she was like I'm talking touching her feet.
Yeah,
laying next
I
to
saw
her.
That and it's not a good look.
It's not. So, yeah, he's been accused of taking away the spotlight from her in true white man fashion. And
this is a good, big moment for her.
It was huge. And he was just laying there pretending to be passed out. Like, you could have, get up and leave.
Get
like, that's
leave.
Not your moment.
No.
So, I mean, she was a really good sport about it. She took her phone out of her, like, pocket or her hand or something and placed it on top of him and was like, here, hold this. Like, trying to, like, keep the joke going because, like, that's awkward. Like, you can't go up there and ignore him because then people are going to, like, make comments about that. But yeah, she did say afterwards, she was saying she doesn't know if she's mad at him yet or not. She was like,
she will be.
Yeah, she said, I don't know. I know Jimmy Kimmel, and I felt like the bit didn't bother me that much. I don't know what the internet thinks. Jimmy gave me my first late night spot and was one of the first people to see Abbott. I think that in the moment, I was really happy that Jimmy was up there. I kind of consider him one of the comedy godfathers, and I'm a huge fan of Will Arnett, who was the other person that was up there. So I was wrapped up in the moment. I don't know. Tomorrow, maybe I'll be mad at him. I'm going to be on his show on Wednesday, so I might punch him in the face. We'll see what happens. So she was a very
good... She's handling that well.
She was very good. Because she has this very fine line to walk where she, like... She needs to recognize that there was this white man up there taking the spotlight away from her, which is like, oh, my God, it just happens again and again and again. So it's like she needs to recognize that, which she is. But at the same time, like... If she makes negative comments, everyone's going to be like, oh, blah, 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 you know, an attacker. So she's handling this very well.
She's like, let me talk to my PR team first.
Yes. Some tweets I saw, someone said, white male privilege is lying on the ground and expecting a black woman to just step around you while she accepts her hard-earned award.
Yeah.
Can someone tell the human personification of white male privilege, that is Jimmy Kimmel, that he is not entitled to take up all the space, especially when that space belongs to Quinta Brunson, who had literally navigated around him to accept her historic Emmy. So people are not happy with him.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, that sucks.
That sucks. Yeah. He did make a statement. He said, I had my eyes closed. I had no idea where I was.
What?
It was one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me. She's so unbelievably talented. And I saw her pilot before it came out on ABC. And I wrote to her and I was like, I don't know how we got this, but congratulations. You made a pilot that a network would be ecstatic to get. She's a lovely person as well. So again, where's the accountability? Where's the apology?
I didn't know where I was. Was he actually drunk?
I don't know. He just said, I had my eyes closed and I had no idea where I was. Maybe he'll address it on Wednesday when he does the interview with her. That's weird.
That's really weird.
Especially for him. Like, he's a decent guy that calls people out for this type of behavior.
Yeah, that's really weird.
So maybe he'll make a better statement when they're in person again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We got time for things.
Oh, okay, good.
You really have no.
No.
Okay.
We need a digital timer that I can watch.
Well, it's right here.
I can't see that far.
You need better contacts.
Yes, I do. okay, so we talked a little bit last week about how the iPhone 14 was coming. It's like the iPhone 76 at this point is coming out.
Oh,
and then they also have a new update coming out that I'm pretty sure anyone can download as long as you update your phone. And some of the really cool things that we didn't mention before is you can customize multiple lock screens and switch between them. Like, you can swipe between them.
Oh.
Which is pretty cool. So you can change your lock screen from the lock position. You can also finally change the font and color of text.
Finally.
Right?
I have been wanting this for ages. It's all I've ever needed. What? Okay.
You can now set the battery percentage to display on the battery indicator. So it's not just a color anymore or like a bar. It will say 76% on it.
Wait, don't I have it next to it?
Usually when it's charging, it'll do that.
Oh, yeah. You have to swipe down and it will show you.
Apple has saved you a swipe.
That was already there. They took away our swipe and then added it back. They're like, aren't we geniuses?
You're welcome.
Applaud us. Buy our new phone for thousands of dollars, even though there's nothing wrong with yours, but we'll make something wrong with yours.
Precisely.
I can't get comfortable. My back hurts. I feel like an old person.
Is it because my foot is right behind you?
I didn't even know that. Oh, I just cracked it. It's because I couldn't sleep and then my body didn't get its rest. Oh, I'm stretchy.
Your hidden And recently deleted photo albums can now be locked and require Face ID.
Thank you.
That's an update
Not
we actually
that
wanted.
I have that on my phone at all, but thank you. Why? Because I was like, great, I can hide photos. Not that I need to or I do that. But I'm like, anyone could just go to hidden photos.
Yeah.
That made no sense to me.
Yeah.
I can lock notes.
Right.
But I can't lock photos.
Right. Of your dogs.
Of just my dogs.
Yeah.
There are no other things.
No other things whatsoever.
Nope. Okay.
Yep. If you
This is on the new phone or the update?
The update.
Thank God.
Yep. If you long press one of your photos, if you hold your thumb down on one of your photos, iOS will automatically cut out the subject of that photo, and then you can drag and drop it like a copy and paste. So if you took a picture of Snoop.
Wait, I thought when you hold it down, it's a live photo, it starts playing.
This is saying if you, I think it has to be like a not live photo, I'm assuming.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Now I have to debate between putting live or not live photos
I don't actually know. It just says if you hold your phone down, drag and drop.
All right.
So you can like make a little sticker out of the subject of your photo.
That's cute.
You can now long press a text message, an iMessage, and edit it after it's been sent. This is dangerous.
This is really dangerous. For how long after it's sent?
Didn't say yet.
Because if it's like forever, then receipts no longer matter.
Yeah.
Then receipts can be, unless you can see that someone else has edited it and see the original.
Maybe it'll flag it like
yeah,
edited.
Being like edited and
yeah.
then you can hit see original.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be good. That would
take
be,
notes, Apple.
Listen, I'm smart. I have been saying you need to lock your hidden photos forever.
Yeah.
And like, cause yeah, there is a thing, you know, cause like, people were saying on like Facebook or whatever, if you edit something, or I don't remember if it was Instagram or Facebook.
It's comments.
It's comments.
It'll say edited.
Yeah, edited.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you know
yeah.
what someone's actually said
yeah.
versus what they say now.
Right. But like spelling mistakes and stuff, like it would be
yeah.
nice if I could just go and click
like,
and
you
fix
can't
it.
Just make fun of me for that. I'm like, that's not what I meant. Stop it.
Stop it right now. Yeah. You can also long press a conversation and mark it as unread. So like, you know how sometimes you'll open a message when you're doing something and then you'll forget to respond to it.
That's what I've also said also.
Hire
I wish
Rachel
like
Ballinger.
On emails, I could make my text messages unread because my manager or you will text me something and I'll be like, I'm like, don't forget this. And I'm like, well, I'm going to forget because
right.
I've read this and I've put my phone down. So if I can make the message
uh-huh.
unread,
yep.
then I could be like, oh, right. I have that. It's a little notification. I have
right.
to do that thing.
Right. Hire her, Apple.
I can tell you all my problems and then you fix them.
Yeah. The Translate app can now translate texts like as
oh.
in images, which is really cool. And then you can now copy all the edits you make on a photo and paste those edits onto other photos. I love that.
I don't do anything like that. So that's cool for you though.
Do you know how many times I sit there and I'm like, all right, brightness at 7, contrast -6. And then I have to like either put it in my notes app so that I can remember to do it to the other photos, or I have to like write it down on a piece of paper. Cause if you're posting like a swipey series where you're in the same position in the same place.
Oh, I like, just edit on Instagram cause you can put them all in the same filter at the same time.
Well, I don't like filters. I like doing like the individual editing.
I don't have the patience to sit there and do that. That's why
yeah.
I don't ever do it.
Like I've said before, you have nothing to prove to people. I have to step up my Instagram game. We need good lighting, people.
Okay. Continue.
Yes. All right. Are you ready for your positive moments?
Please.
All right. An Amazon delivery driver saved a family from their burning home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So Kevin Rivera was finishing up a delivery when he noticed that a house across the street was smoking and he saw flames in the window, like I'm assuming upstairs.
Okay.
And when he didn't see the family escaping to the outside, he decided to rush in to see if he could help. So he walked through the unlocked front door and he was surprised to see all 6 family members, including a baby, kind of just sitting there. They had no idea that their house, like, that's why I'm saying I assume it's upstairs.
Yeah.
They had no idea that their house was on fire. So he got them all outside.
Well, it could have been a laundry room on the other side of the house or something.
Could be,
you know?
Yeah. It was away from them.
Yeah.
And despite a language barrier, neither one of the parties could understand each other. He got them all outside to safety, and then the fire trucks arrived a few minutes later.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
And then this one was really cool. I had read about this woman before, but they're turning it into something really cool. So according to Good News Network, love that website, in Scotland, there's a woman who can smell changes in body odor, and with this certain smell,
what?
She knows that the person has Parkinson's. Right?
What?
It has been scientifically, I thought it was BS when I first read about it. It has been like,
how did she discover this?
Because her husband started smelling different and he didn't change his cologne. He didn't change his diet. Nothing changed about him. But she noticed this very strong smell on him, but no one else could smell it. And then about 7 months later, he got diagnosed with Parkinson's. So she basically like ran it by the doctor and was like, hey, tell me I'm not cuckoo nuts. Like, yeah. Is this a possibility? And the doctor was like, sent her off to some college professor that studies this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They put her into a study. And basically they brought her in like a very neutral, sanitized room. They brought her t-shirts. And it was like, they brought her over like 50 t-shirts, but only 12 of them were worn by people that were diagnosed with Parkinson's. And she got 13 t-shirts. So there were only 12 of people that were diagnosed, and she labeled 13. So all 12 of them were correct. And then she picked out a 13th. And so they're like, that's still really good odds.
Yeah.
A year later, that 13th person got diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Stop. Mm-hmm. No, they didn't. Yep. I mean, that's really sad for them. But what is this superpower?
Right? Right? This is the most cuckoo
what?
Thing. Yeah. So she.
Oh, that must suck for her, though, to like walk I past know. Someone and smell that. And she's like, they don't know.
I know. And gonna,
well, is there anything like early diagnosis helps?
Yeah. So there. Oh, yeah. Right.
This I'm is, into this.
This is the cool part. So basically, they figured out, thanks to her special talent, that the reason she can do this is because, wait for it.
Her notes are long.
My notes are long. Is because they've realized that sebum, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I don't know what anything is.
But wait for
I'm
it.
I'm still trying to figure out who I am.
Okay. Oh my God. I still have
a struggle spelling the word restaurant indefinitely.
Yes. Okay. So they're basically, sorry, I wasn't listening. No.
She'll listen this back when she edits this.
So they have figured out that when you have, okay, here we go. So they have figured out.
That took you so long.
Literally, I wish you could.
I want to see. That is so much. When I did this show with my mom, my notes were like, this person did this. This person did this. End of it.
You're welcome. yeah. So they believe the reason that she could smell Parkinson's was because Parkinson's causes damage to a kind of skin oil known as sebum. And so they think she can smell the damage to that oil. So she can basically smell the oil going bad on someone.
Oh, they're like rotten.
I don't know. I haven't read how she describes it.
Okay.
But she just says she can smell it. So basically they took her talents, thanks to her discovering this and mm-hmm. sharing it with the world. And they figured out that, you know, she can smell it because of the oil changing. And so if they take a cotton ball and they swipe it on the back of someone's neck and then test for this oil and to see if it's damaged.
Yeah.
They can early detect Parkinson's.
If you early detect it, what is to detect it? Does that help at all?
You can't. There's no like
cure.
I don't want to be wrong. As far as my knowledge, there's no cure for Parkinson's. They're working on it. But I think that they did say in the article, the earlier that you detected, the more that you can manage the symptoms.
And prolong it.
I think.
In my opinion.
In my allegedly. Opinion, yeah.
Allegedly.
I did research it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Take that, comments.
Take that. There are no cures for Parkinson's.
I'm so sorry. That's not something to celebrate.
It's not. Yes.
That's sad.
Yes. So there are no cures for Parkinson's, but a confirmatory diagnosis would allow them to get the right treatment and the right drugs to alleviate their symptoms. So that is progress.
I'm loving this lady with
Isn't
her
that,
nose.
Like wild?
You it's can, so wild.
Because like I've always heard of dogs being able to like smell cancer on people. Or,
your
like,
cats know when people someone's about to die.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But like to be able to walk by someone and smell if they have a disease. Like
That's unheard of.
Right.
That's a superpower.
And they've turned it into a medical
Give this woman like, all the money in the world.
Right? Cool. So, all right. And then last positive story. The founder of Patagonia, the clothing company.
I heard this story. I know this story.
You want to go?
No.
Okay. The founder.
He gave away. Here, I'll try. Founder of the Patagonias.
He decided to fight climate change by giving away his company. So all of the proceeds and whatnot the company makes goes, which is like $150 million a year or something like that. But his company's worth billions.
$3 billion, yeah.
$3 billion. All of that will go to fight climate change.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's someone that actually is like super down to earth. He lives very minimal.
Yeah.
He has like two houses, one in Southern California, one in Jacksonville.
Oh.
And Wyoming. Yes. And then
I thought Jacksonville was Florida.
No, it's something. It's like the really rich area of Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
I might be saying it wrong. Again, I don't know anything.
She claims no research.
I claim no research or fact checking here. This is a story I heard yesterday. So, yeah, and his two kids work for the company, but they're not taking, they're just working their wage now. They're not going to like take extra like from the stocks or whatever.
Okay.
So they're just working their wage. Obviously, they're set up and they're already rich.
Yeah.
But they're like, okay, we're done earning money. Yeah. And anything. And they put it into a trust, which means the company is now in a trust, which means they don't get any tax breaks. So they're paying like $71 million a year in taxes.
Yeah.
Look at me knowing numbers. So, yeah, because a lot of billionaire companies all put it in a like a foundation or a charity or whatever, so they don't have to pay taxes.
Oh.
But now they're like, no, we're putting it into a trust, which also makes it that an evil person, if they like randomly take over the company, they can't decide to be an evil person and take all the money for themselves.
I love that.
Yeah, that's what I have. What do you have?
No, you nailed it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so they're giving all of the, they've changed the company over to this nonprofit, I want to say, and it's to combat climate change and to protect undeveloped land around the globe.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know how we always say all billionaires are evil?
This one's not.
He gets a pass.
Patagooch.
Until we hear otherwise, he gets a pass.
He gets a pass.
Yeah.
Thank you for being the exception to my rule.
Yeah.
There's always one.
There's always one.
I'm proud to own a Patagonia.
Isn't it like gay apparel? Like, isn't that considered like...
Is it? No.
You don't think so?
All my friends and the majority of them are straight own a Patagonia.
Interesting. Yeah. What would you say is, like, if you saw someone wearing like a certain brand?
Carhartt.
That's what I said too.
Lesbians.
Lesbian. Oh yeah, lesbians.
There's
yeah.
difference. Between
you're either country, a fisher, a farmer, or a lesbian if you're wearing Carhartt.
Yep. There you go. all right. That's actually all the time we have for today.
No question?
No question. All right. We're at the, you got to edit this today. So you got,
I do.
Yeah. You got your work cut out for you. All right. I love you guys. Thank you for listening and watching. Please follow us on whatever platform you're listening or watching this on, which would be YouTube if you're watching. Anyway, follow us on Instagram. I love you guys. You're wonderful, beautiful. Thank you for listening and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.